Our laws, you know, have said that citizens have the right to freedom of assembly. The courts, severally, you know, have also reaffirmed that position. As citizens have the right to protest, citizens have the right to, you know, freely express themselves. However, the president and members of his government, you know, think otherwise. So they go about breaking the law by arresting, beating up, and preventing citizens from exercising their constitutional obligation. You know, and what we have witnessed today at the toll gate is not surprising. This has been the style in the almost 6 years under the Buhari regime. And that's why many of us, we've come to the conclusion that this is not a democracy, but a military regime. And instead of the government providing security, you know, and protecting the protesters, they've descended on them, arrested them, beat them up, you know, put them deplorable conditions, and are denying them access to lawyers. It's a paradox from sort and an irony indeed.
Some Nigerians are saying that it appears that some of the arrested protesters would spend the weekend behind bars until probably defense lawyers go and bail them out or some court procedure to allow them to go home as the government press charges against them.
What crime has Nigerians committed by wanting to protest? What crime? Is a government that negotiates with Boko Haram terrorists, bandit, killer headsmen? You know, this government has no shame at all. You know, this is a government that has severally given monies, paid monies to terrorist group. I've had meetings with terrorist group, even the VIP treatments, claim to have rehabilitated terrorists who they claim repented. So what crimes have Nigerians committed by demanding for justice at the Lekki toll gate? What can be the modality? What can be justification for beating up people who have gone to peacefully protest?
Some people are saying that you put the lives of Nigerian protesters in danger because, one, COVID and its variant are running rampant in parts of the country. And two, you were warned that the authorities will not allow such protests to occur on Saturday. The information minister said intelligence showed that there could be violence during the protest, asking organizers like you to postpone it or perhaps cancel it. Lagos State Police said they will not allow it to happen. So why do you disregard all these warnings leading to the arrest of your supporters and protesters, for that matter?
Yes, the warning is undemocratic, is against our constitution. The warnings, you know, is even against common sense and reason. You know, the warnings are against the law, and the law must, you know, supersede, you know, tyrannical warnings and comments, and especially from irresponsible members of the public, you know, and from irresponsible members of government, you know, who are lawbreakers. You know, they have shown time and time again that they are lawbreakers. There is no restriction on movement in the country. There's no curfew. And the markets are open. People are going into markets. People are going into the malls. People are going into cinema. There's no national emergency in the country. Citizens have the right to protest. Nobody can say otherwise. Nobody in Nigeria has the power to take away constitutionally guaranteed rights of the citizens. And you can see that even while people have been arrested, more people are still going to the toll gate and are asking also to be arrested.
So what are organizers going to do, including you, about these arrests?
The arrest will not deter anybody. Organizers are going to keep organizing and mobilizing, just like I said since yesterday, and we are still doing the same.
You said you are undeterred about these arrests, but those who have been arrested, what are you going to do? Are you going to help them with the lawyers? What's next for them?
Yeah, lawyers are currently at the various centers where these people have been detained, and you can be rest assured there is no judge that these people are going to be taken to that will not be completely disgusted. Look at what is going on, for God's sake, in Oyo State. People want to start an ethnic war. This security is not there. There is an ethnic war that's about to begin in Oyo State, in Ibadan. There is no single sign of security. And look at the number of police that have been deployed to the toll gate. So instead of addressing real issues, we are going after protesters. Look at the kind of VIP treatment that bandits and terrorists are enjoying in the country, for God's sake.